In the April election, voters will head to the polls to choose the person they think will best represent their views and interests as Wausau's mayor for the next 4 years. As the city's chief executive officer, the mayor is responsible for supervising and directing the day-to-day operations of Wausau government. Welcome to Route 51. I'm Shereen Seewert. Today, we feature a debate between both Wausau mayoral candidates who seek to lead the city for the next 4 years. The election is Tuesday, April 7th. One programming note for our listeners. Because of the state of emergency due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we adjusted our plans for today's program. Due to a chronic health condition, I am confined to my home and am hosting from a remote location. And for safety reasons, both candidates will join us by phone. Consequently, and for technical reasons, we are unable to take listener questions for today's debate. First, let me introduce our guests for the hour. The incumbent, Robert Milkey, is now in his first term as mayor. A 12-year veteran of the U.S. Army and Army Reserve, he grew up in Wausau and majored in history and political science at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Prior to being elected mayor, Mayor Milkey was appointed in 2012 as alderperson for Wausau's District 11. He was elected twice to serve his district. Katie Rosenberg also grew up in Wausau. She holds a master's degree from the George Washington University's Graduate School of Political Management. She is a former journalist who is now working as an integrated marketing manager at Foot Locker. Ms. Rosenberg was elected to the Marathon County Board of Supervisors in 2016. She was reelected in 2018 and represents District 1. Our format today is straightforward. Each candidate will answer identical questions and will be granted 60 seconds to answer, with an additional 30 seconds for a follow-up comment or clarification. At the end of the hour, we'll give each candidate 60 seconds to offer their final thoughts before we close. Just before the show aired, we flipped a coin to see who would be the first to answer the starting question. Ms. Rosenberg won the coin toss. She will be fielding the first question. Mr. Milkey will give the final closing statement later in the program. Ms. Rosenberg, why do you want to be elected as Wausau's mayor, and what qualifies you?
Hi, thank you very much, Shereen, and thank you to everyone who made this possible. I'm going to do the politician thing and give a shout out to all the public workers who are still working. They don't have the benefit of working from home, so just really thank you so much. So I'm running for mayor because I think that Wausau needs to lead like futurists. One of the most inspirational stories we have of our community coming together was in 1961 when President John F. Kennedy announced the bold vision of putting a man on the moon by the end of the decade. That was a call to action for policymakers, but it was also a call to action for every American. It wasn't a reaction. He shaped a positive future for the U.S. and the world. That's what I want for Wausau. I was born here. I grew up here. I've benefited from previous generations who have put in the hard work of making this work for all of us. It's more than just me, though. I really want to make sure that we're leading into the future.
10 seconds.
And I guess we just need to make sure that we're making Wausau accessible and the destination for the best jobs, most accessible recreation, and highest quality services.
And your time is up. Mr. Milkey, your answer to the question, why do you want to be reelected as Wausau's mayor, and what qualifies you?
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for hosting this for Wisconsin Public Radio. I want to continue what I'm doing. First off, it's been an honor and a privilege to be serving in this capacity. The biggest reason why I want to continue is to see things that have been started in the last couple of years to become completed or move forward. That future vision of the city of Wausau, which is already happening, we can see different growth and different things happening. We've been a big part of that, and different things that have happened, be it the culture at City Hall, dealing with different things as far as who we are moving the city forward. That's the main reason why I want to continue doing what I'm doing. We've had been very successful the last few years, but there's still work that needs to be done, and I'd like to get it finished.
All right. Ms. Rosenberg, if you'd like, you can take another 30 seconds to add additional comments.
Sure. I guess I didn't really get a chance to get into why I'm qualified. I think that when you look at my record on the Marathon County Board, you will see that I ran because I cared about North Central Healthcare, and we were seeing that deal fall apart. So not only did we have a brand new deal for North Central Healthcare, keeping that in commission, but we're expanding on the services available to our constituents, and we're not raising the tax levy because we can't. So I think if you look at my record, that's what I'm looking to do, best value for the tax dollars for the most people.
All right, your 30 seconds is up. Mr. Milky, do you have anything to add?
Sure, definitely. No, the reason why we're also moving forward, you know, as far as re-election, we've had record progress, record economic development and growth. We've been recognized by both the state of Wisconsin and the federal government as the top city in Wisconsin for economic development and job creation. Over the last couple of years, we've created a lot of successful business and nonprofit and community partnerships. I've been proven in my leadership and a focus on public engagement and quality of life for residents, and that's been more than shown as far as accessibility and trying to get things changed in the city of Wausau.
Let's move on to the next question. A topic that is on the minds of just about everyone right now, including all of us, the COVID-19 outbreak that is continuing to impact our lives in ways that were really once unimaginable. Earlier today, the Marathon County Health Department did confirm a case right here in Marathon County. What do you see as the mayor's role in comforting and keeping people safe and informed during this time? Mr. Mayor, it's your turn to answer first.
Thank you. Well, this is something that we've been working on almost nonstop for the last few weeks, and it is a definite crisis. And I have declared a state of emergency for the city. I'm also probably next week on Monday going to be announcing that we're going to have limited access to City Hall, with elections still being possible. We've been monitoring the COVID-19 pandemic very closely, and over the past couple of weeks, we've taken very proactive action internally to ensure that everybody is ready for whatever comes next. Remember, folks, this is something new. None of us have been through this before. But we're just making sure that everything is clean, everything as far as in-person meetings, travel, encouraging use of sick leave, and we got different plans coming out, and they've been put up and updated on our city website. The city government is focused on ensuring continuity of all services throughout the duration of this pandemic, but we know there's going to be some major changes coming. I guess the one thing I would say is stay with them, and I think, okay, I just want to say that everybody, please stay calm and patient and positive. You know, we're all in this together.
Okay.
More information comes forward.
Ms. Rosenberg, it is your chance, 60 seconds. What do you see as the mayor's role in comforting, keeping people safe and informed during this time?
Right. I think it's really important, first of all, that we understand the continuity of operations plans for every department. On the county side, each department head was given a template so they can fill in all of that essential information. I think the city side, that's something that the mayor can offer to the departments of the city, so they make sure that they have those plans in place and everybody understands their role. I think people that can work from home should be working from home. You know, we just shut down the library. I'm on the library board because it's important that people stay away from each other. And we were not in compliance with the then 50-person limit. So we had to shut it down because people need to stay safe. We need to make sure essential services are still delivered, but it's going to look a little different. That will be shown in the continuity of operations. And we also have to make sure our democratic principles are still enforced. We met by WebEx for the county board last night. I would love to see the city doing the same thing instead of continuing to meet in person.
All right.
I can comment on that. The city
Mr. Mayor, you have 30 seconds.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, I can't see you. So anyway.
I know it's hard.
Thanks for the patience. Sure. Anyway, this is something as far as the continuing of services, as far as our own plan through department heads, and it has been modeled after what Marathon County has started, and we have got that plan put in place. We, too, are having a webinar starting next Tuesday with our council and just making sure that everybody stays safe and sound. But, again, I just want to stress to everybody, stay calm and patient. We're all in this together, but we're pretty much doing the same thing and following the recommendations of the CDC and Marathon County and the state health departments.
All right. Ms. Rosenberg, 30 seconds for anything you'd like to add.
Right. I just want to add, Lance Leonard, our now county administrator, sent out an email last week to employees that we were giving them an additional 80 hours of PTO in case they needed to use it for their taking care of their families or if maybe they were sick. So I'd like to see some of those policies on the city side as well. I think it's important that we take care of our staff, that is taking care of the public.
And they are.
Next question. If elected, what are your top three priorities for the first 90 days in office? Ms. Rosenberg, your turn to answer first.
I think, first of all, you really have to get in there and understand. There's a learning curve, I'm sure. So getting to know all of the department heads, what are the essential services, what needs to get done. And also seeing where they need the most help. There are definitely gaps that probably can be filled when you have a set of new eyes looking at that. I think also making sure that the city council, there's an opportunity for a lot of new council members to be on the next council. So making sure they understand the role as policymakers, making sure they understand Robert's rules, making sure they understand TIF and other topics. I really want to make sure everyone gets it. So bringing in the League of Wisconsin Municipalities for that training for new people is really great. I'd also like to assess and evaluate some of the processes and procedures. I've talked a little bit about the economic development program that I'd like to shore up with looking at criteria, looking at maybe implementing an application fee and a very robust vetting process. And then obviously, as we continue, we want to optimize, want to make sure that we're doing the best and most work for the most people as we continue on.
Mr. Mayor, your chance to answer this question. Top three priorities for the first 90 days in office if reelected.
For myself, it's continue to work with the new task force that we created to address homelessness, seeking solutions where local government can partner on a few things like removing policy hurdles that slow the work of those providing services, collaborate with more nonprofits on potential for development of a day center where homeless residents can keep warm when the warming centers are closed, and to continue looking for ways to help the local coalition make a bigger impact. And that's something that we started last November, and we will be releasing some things coming up here soon. What else would I do as far as working with our foundation partners to move planning forward for the new options for the Wausau Center Mall? You know, it's taken some time. It's taken about a good 10 years to get where it's at. It's going to take 2 to 3 years to get things back on track, but it is happening. And to continue working with the County Metropolitan Planning Organization, engaging in discussion with our neighboring communities and business stakeholders to expand transit services in the metro area.
Katie, you have 30 seconds to add more if you would like.
Sure. I think I'd also just like to say that I would love to hold a series of on-the-record facilitated opportunities for communities, our community, to offer their feedback on Wausau's priorities. That's the start of strategic planning. I want residents, I want business owners, I want employees, I want nonprofit leaders, and I want government partners to be among those invited to participate. And I want to make sure that we're getting Wausau's priorities right for the most people of Wausau.
All right, Mr. Mayor, another 30 seconds if you'd like.
That's something the city of Wausau has been doing since I've been here as far as reaching out to the nonprofits, our business, educational leaders, hearing what everybody has to say as far as being productive for the future of the city of Wausau and a whole variety of matters. This is already being accomplished right now.
All right, next question. And Mr. Mayor, this one you'll start with. The city has spent a lot of money and time on riverfront development. The new Riverlife Park is beautiful. The condo building is going up. What is the strategic reason for promoting and supporting these developments? And how should the city measure whether or not they've been a success?
Well, you know, over the last couple of years, the city has had record of development and economic growth. And people got to remember a few years ago what that area looked like. Wausau kind of discovered late, if you will, our riverfront and all the things that it can do as far as enhancing not just economic development, but quality of life. And things have been going in a very positive direction. And as it's been shown, the city will continue to be transformed. And that's something that's happening downtown with all the different projects. We're doing a lot of infrastructure that had been either neglected or for whatever reason couldn't be taken care of. Economic development is that engine that keeps the city going. If you don't invest in your future, the answer is you're not going to succeed. And so we've been very, very aggressive as far as trying to find new businesses, job creation, et cetera, here in the city. And things are really looking up the last few years with record economic development and job creation. And the next few years looks even more incredible as far as that future vision.
All right, Ms. Rosenberg, your chance to answer this question.
Right. So I think obviously it was beautiful. It's exciting to see that progress. And Wausau has had record development, but I think what's really important is that we shore up the economic part of this. We really need to make sure that these projects are paying off, ideally within 10 years. We need to make sure that we have the right partners who are willing to finish the projects with us. I know we're on the right track now, but we really lost valuable time and money during the beginning of this process. So it's really important that we get it right. Moving forward, I would love to see more workforce housing. We really need to focus on bringing people in and they need affordable places to live. When I'm hiring new people at Foot Locker, that's the one thing I'm hearing is they want to live downtown, but they're not finding the quality affordable housing that they need. So that's something we really need to focus on, not just kind of those bigger more expensive condos and things like that. It's really important that we succeed, though, so don't get me wrong there.
All right, Mr. Milkey, 30 seconds if you'd like.
Basically, we've already been working on that as far as for lower income and market share housing. The reviews that we have and market analysis that we've been looking at is that we are doing well in some things. The affordable housing, though, is something that has been worked upon, and we keep on going and moving that forward. This is something the city has been working upon, but please remember, we've had more things being built in the last 3 years than ever before, including housing, and we want to continue to make sure that we do the same as far as affordable housing, because I know how important that is.
All right, Ms. Rosenberg.
Right. The proof is in the pudding. What are we seeing? We're seeing that some of these projects are not happening the way they should be. They're not paying off. We really need to make sure that we're laser focused on what we want to accomplish. It's great to have plans. We need to act on them, and we need to put our tax money where it has the biggest bang for our buck, and it helps most people.
All right. Katie, you'll be the first one to answer this next question. The Riverlife condo project did start on some shaky ground. There were some controversies, of course, surrounding the development team that have been resolved. After that, some changes were made. But what changes would you like to see moving forward in Wausau's process for requesting and approving development proposals, if any?
Right. I'd like to see kind of an overhaul of the economic development kind of process and office. One of the things I really appreciate is our neighbors, what they're doing, we can build on their successes. So in La Crosse, they have planning in charge of their economic development so that you can have this very contiguous plan for the city. We can make sure that things aren't being built in silos. We can make sure that everything's going together. So having that planning at the start is really important. The other thing is we need to have a robust application. We need to vet these people who want city dollars with all the rigor of a commercial bank, what they would do for a loan. And then I think we need to ask for some earnest money from these people who want our money. We should ask for $10,000 as an application fee. It's really important that they've got some skin in the game here. So I think pulling that together and making sure that our city council has the resources they need to make an informed decision is definitely a priority when it comes to economic development.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, your opportunity now.
One of the biggest things we've done is change the process as far as vetting out contractors, developers, et cetera. It's more thorough than it had been before, just to ensure that things happen. The other thing that we've done as far as plans, we've created or updated, if you will, 15 different plans here in the last couple of years, some that were going back as far as 1967, to ensure the future economic development and growth for the city. And that's something that we're still going to be continuing doing.
All right. Thank you very much. You're listening to a debate between Robert Milkey and Katie Rosenberg, candidates in the April 7th mayoral election on Route 51. We'll be back after a short break. We're back on Wisconsin Public Radio, Route 51. I'm Shereen Seewert, joined by Katie Rosenberg and Robert Milkey, both candidates for mayor in Wausau. The election is Tuesday, April 7th. Getting back into the questions, Wausau is sometimes referred to as the gateway to the north. It's the largest community in north central Wisconsin. How can the city better work with communities outside the metro area to better position the region for economic success? Mayor Milkey, it's your turn to answer first.
Thank you so much. That's something that the city has been doing forthright since I came into office. One of the best things that's happened, and you can ask around, the city of Wausau's relationship with the county and surrounding areas is the best it's been in years. And I hear this often. The biggest thing is just to sit there and communicate and collaborate with one another to make things work for a beneficial way for all of us. For the city of Wausau, yes, and moving forward, I want to have that economic engine going, which we have been doing, we'll continue to do. We have a lot of people that stop here, and sometimes by accident, they say, hey, you've got a great city, be it downtown or throughout. And, you know, I want to maintain and keep that going. There's been a lot of progress here in the last couple of years. We're just going to keep on doing what we're doing. It's been proven that it's successful, and we do have stakeholder input, resident input, and hearing from everybody as far as what they think. And that's another reason why that collaboration with business, educational, community, government leaders that we've been as successful as we have been, and we're going to keep that going.
All right, Ms. Rosenberg, your opportunity.
Right. Just because you have some meetings, it doesn't mean that you're acting in the benefit of the entire region. It's really important to communicate. But I think one of the things that we can do as a region, I've been talking to a lot of local mayors and other places, and how can we work together? What are we doing right now? And one of the things we have is a signed agreement that we won't poach businesses from others. And that's just not enough. We need to focus on what Wausau's good at. We have that great kayaking. We have some really great things that make Wausau shine. And then we also need to look at what makes these other municipalities shine. And we need to play off of each other. I think part of having a strategic plan, something that Wausau doesn't have, is going to help us understand what makes us shine and how we can help others shine and attract an entirely new population to our community. Wausau has lost population 7 of the last 8 years. So development isn't enough. It's about working together and having those strong partnerships.
Mr. Mayor, your opportunity for 30 seconds.
A couple different things. We've already been reaching out with different communities that have met as far as shared services to save money for our taxpayers. You know, I figure what's good for Wausau, what's good for the region is good for Wausau. Say something else gets built elsewhere, it's still benefiting everybody in the region. That's something that we really try to do as far as reaching out and working with others. There is a time where the city of Wausau was looked at as a bully. And there was a time that the city of Wausau did not communicate with neighbors, and that's no longer the case. A lot of it is just sitting there trying, like I said, to communicate, collaborate,
all right,
and cooperate.
Your opportunity?
Right. So I think that we need to figure out what those partnerships actually look like. Obviously, the county has a hold on some great HR policies. I think the city could slide right in. I think we can talk about insurance, what that looks like. I think we can talk about public information, which would be really great to have a shared public information officer right about now, so that we can continue sharing all that important health and safety information with our shared constituents. So I think we really need to get specific when we're talking about what those partnerships look like.
Thank you. Property taxes in Wausau are higher than taxes in many other municipalities in the region, including Stevens Point, Marshfield, Rhinelander, Weston, and Schofield. How do you propose to keep taxes affordable for residents while balancing the need for city services? Ms. Rosenberg, your opportunity to answer first.
Right. So this is one of those things that comes up a lot. Well, when I was knocking on doors, we're not doing that anymore. But one of the things people talk about is, why are my taxes so much higher than other people? And part of that comes with how the city decides to spend its money. We are borrowing for things like roads, which is something the county doesn't do. And that means that you end up paying maybe even 20 or 30% more on these road projects over the long haul. So it's important to get smart about what you're borrowing for and what you're not. I think we also need to look at things like the debt. The debt has doubled over the last 4 years, and I think getting serious about paying that off is going to be really important for what we can do into the future. I think, lastly, things like rate increases for the new water project, it isn't coming across in your property taxes, but it's something that citizens will have to pay. So we need to take that all into account when we're looking at these big projects. Again, we need to plan strategically for the benefit of our entire citizenry.
Mr. Mayor, your opportunity.
Well, you know, the reason why some taxes are still high, the thing is we have been working upon this, and this has been ongoing for a long time. Here's the good news. It is starting. We're starting to see lower taxes in some ways. Sustainable tax relief is a multiple step process. It has already been in progress and also based on directives I've issued. But a plan offers a longer-term strategy and not a sharp drop in tax rates or an immediate basis. It takes time, but we do have a path to address critical projects and deferred maintenance or funding emergencies. That's something, as far as a lot of infrastructure folks, we had to take care of. And no matter who would have been elected in 2016, things that have not been done, they needed to be taken care of so that we could be in compliance and updated as far as safety and security. I want to continue marketing Wausau in a proactive way, invest and create a new growth to add to the amount of taxpayers and increase revenues. I am hearing good things as far as the census, that we are making a little bit of an uptick. We'll see what happens.
Okay, time.
Okay.
Rosenberg, an additional 30 seconds?
Right. And my 2020 City of Wausau budget breakdown on my property taxes, it says that capital and debt service is at 21.75%. That's something that other municipalities would be very concerned about. In Madison, they try to keep it at 12.5% of their operating budget. So I think Wausau needs to come up with some policies to make sure we're keeping that under control and in some of those best practice areas.
All right, Mr. Mielke.
The reason why it is high is we've been very, very aggressive because of low interest rates, and this is what our financial planners have told us to do, our independent ones, that we're doing everything correctly. We're paying off debt in a very aggressive way to make sure that about 88% of our general obligation debt will be taken care of within the next 9 to 10 years. It's already started. And now's the time to get both projects done, but also to aggressively go after the debt, which is the reason why it is at that 21%. And that's what we've been told is the thing to do to keep things going as they have been.
Thank you. This question is related to some of the other economic development questions we've asked, but tax increment financing, a popular economic development tool that is only to be used if a proposed development would not occur but for city participation. How would you evaluate the need for city participation in future projects? Mr. Mayor, your turn to answer first.
Well, we've already been doing that, and some of our projects, even I've kind of had to question at times, but just the same, TIF funding is what most communities do in order to build up their economic development, their economic base. And again, we've been very careful here in the last couple of years as far as vetting process and making sure that everything is being done correctly. Again, economic development and TIF funding is something that all communities in Wisconsin do, and that's what enhances the future of the growth to drop and lower property taxes in the long run. A lot of this stuff takes some time to get done. But again, we are on the right path compared to a few years ago. And if you're looking at the future of the city, lower taxes, et cetera, you do need TIF funding. And there has been an in-place, if you will, as far as more regulation or taking a look at it to make sure it's a good payoff for the city in the long term, and that will continue.
Ms. Rosenberg?
Right. So TIF funding is one of those tools that municipalities have to use for economic development. But I think we really need to make sure we're setting the standards for how we're approaching it. We need to get the most return on public investment, and we can't do that if some of the projects we're sending out with our TIF districts, there's no competition there. So if we send out an RFP and there's one or two, that's not enough. So I think we need to make sure that we're re-advertising, that we're rewriting, that we're making sure that we have enough competition to get the most bang for the taxpayer dollar. If we can, maybe we need to set up that land for sale, and they need to handle it with their own money. We also need to focus on our goals. ROI is serious business. You know, I work in marketing, and that's the only thing that I can measure against is that return on investment. So results matter. We need to make sure that we're paying these projects, or these projects pay off in fewer than 10 years. And we need to understand that calculating the fair market value of the land we're transferring for a dollar to these developers.
Mr. Mayor.
Here's some more good news. We're retiring TIF districts and TID districts coming up here almost at a record pace. We just closed down TIF district number 5. We've got a couple more coming up here within the next couple of years that will be shut down, which will contribute to the success of the city, both economically, lower taxes. Again, the TIF funding is one of those implements that just create more jobs, more business, and less taxes for the city of Wausau. The good news is, we're relying less and less on TIFs in the future. That's something that I've really been trying to push, and that's something that we still continue to do.
Thank you. Ms. Rosenberg.
Yeah, we really need to understand what those results actually are. What are the jobs that are created? What is the tax base that's created? What is happening for families here in Wausau? I think that's something, in addition to understanding that they're being retired or not used, we need to understand what the actual results were.
Thank you. We talked a little bit about regional municipalities, but also the municipalities in the metro area for years have been discussing potential ways to merge operations and share resources to better serve residents in a fiscally responsible way. What are some possibilities that you see for future collaboration with Wausau's nearest neighbors? Ms. Rosenberg.
Right. So this is something I'm passionate about because we can only grow when our partners grow with us. So I think it's important to look at, first of all, the services for government employees. What does it look like if we are working together for HR? What does it look like if we can figure out how to pool our employees and insurance? What does it look like if we can figure out something, if instead of maybe building a new water treatment plant on our own, what could happen if we work with our partners? Because they're going to have to do that too. So I think looking through our big projects, making sure that we have alignment from these other municipalities, I know it's hard work. That is one of the jobs of the mayor, is to go in there and be a good advocate for both yourself, your city, and your neighbors. So we have to get into those discussions regularly. It can't just be a once a year or a once a term thing. It has to happen regularly.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor.
And for the record, I have been a good advocate for the city of Wausau and sharing services, including water treatment plants, et cetera. One of the problems is it's very expensive, but we've been having contacts with different surrounding communities for 2 years now. Most difficult services to share are also some of the most expensive, you know, like public safety. You know, we consider to be these options over time, though, you know, paramedic EMS services have multiple levels of training and service. You know, we're already providing assessment and wastewater services to different communities and shared inspection services with different communities when needed. We've also been sharing services with our Humane Officer program, which has been very successful. And a collaboration, this is something that's been talked about, is for shared services. For purchasing with our neighbors could also be helpful, since we all buy the same equipment, asphalt materials. And if we can find ways to work together on some of these larger costs, we may find opportunities, and we have been working towards that purpose. But shared services require willing partners. But
thank you.
Continues to keep the door open.
Any follow-up?
Right. I think it's important to realize that Wausau, while we've generally been the biggest city in our area, the suburbs, what I'm going to call the suburbs, have basically become the same size as us if we add it all together. So, you know, there's a big voting block there that maybe benefits from Wausau that also is outside of it. So I think getting an idea of what's important to those people is part of that strategic planning element, too.
Mr. Mayor, 30 seconds.
Like I said, we've been working with the surrounding communities as far as shared services. We already have a number of agreements in place. Well, everybody does at times have their own turf, if you want to call it that. Say, for example, EMS services or public police. You know, these are a little bit more difficult. But the good news is, at least now, unlike a few years ago, we are reaching out and working with our other communities and have good relationships with everybody to try to collaborate and find some ways to work together. And it's already happening.
You're listening to a debate between Katie Rosenberg and Robert Milkey, the two candidates on the ballot in Wausau's mayoral race on Route 51. Your questions are welcome. We'll be back after a short break. Back to Route 51 for our special election coverage, a debate between Wausau mayoral candidates Robert Milkey and Katie Rosenberg. The election is Tuesday, April 7th. Due to a change in our technical capabilities today, we are unable to take listener phone calls. Going right back into it, and Mr. Milkey, this question is for you to begin. Residents in the River Street neighborhood have voiced concerns that they've been left out of the decision-making process for projects along the Thomas Street corridor. Their fears about environmental issues in the area have been met with resistance. How would you work to mitigate those concerns and ensure that neighborhood residents feel included in future decisions?
Well, first off, that is not true at all. I've actually been told by Mr. Killian last July, although he probably wouldn't agree with this, but you know, last July he said, you know, Bob, this is something else that you inherited and you've at least tried to listen to us. Now, has everything gone according to the way that they would like things to happen? No, that's not meant to sound disrespectful, but it's the truth. The city of Wausau in the last few years has listened to the Thomas Street corridor and the residents. Not everything they wanted they got, but they got far more than they ever would have before. We are moving forward and working together, and that is something that we have tried to do as far as neighborhood groups to include the Citizens for a Clean Wausau in everything that is determined and discussed. There's been a lot of headway. Not everything probably goes every way that some people would like, but just to say, the opportunity and the access has been there, and it will continue. Again, treat people respectfully to hear what they have to say. But so many of the things going on, we've also included different outfits like the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the DNR, the EPA.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Rosenberg, your turn.
Right. I'm so impressed with the community organization that came together to address this issue in their neighborhood. It's really actually pretty amazing that they were able to come through, and they do so much research. And that's something that we really can benefit from. You've got people who are passionate about their neighborhood. They want to make it better. I think that one of the things Wausau could have done early on was create a task force and include that group as a stakeholder. It's really important to get people buying into your solution. And if they don't trust you, because maybe you're not communicating fully or you don't have all the details or for whatever reason, it's hard to rebuild that trust. I think what Tom Killian and his group have done is created some trust, and they've used the data to show that we can do more and we should. I think having that solution with them included is really going to be key.
Thank you. Mr. Mielke, another 30 seconds.
Just real quick, we have worked with the group and collaborated with them. Again, not everything goes the way that they would like, but just the same, in my position, I have to make sure that the city of Wausau is protected from not having to pay for something that we did not create. The other good news is, again, by working with these different state and federal agencies, we are doing the right thing, and things are moving forward as they should be, including for the public process. More than any other thing that we've probably done is to include residents in the hear their say.
Thank you. Ms. Rosenberg, any follow-up?
It was really tough to watch some of those meetings where the residents actually were saying they didn't feel like they were listened to. So I think really coming out early and saying, we hear you, we want you to be involved, instead of having these groups that don't trust you and want to maybe even have gotcha moments, I think it's really important that you bring them along right away.
Thank you. Taking a look at the most recent Marathon County Life report released in January, 37% of respondents said they had experienced discrimination. That is up from 21% 2 years earlier. In addition, fewer than half of the respondents said they see Marathon County as being tolerant. What three steps would you take to reduce discrimination in Wausau and ensure the community is open and welcoming to all? Katie, this is for you.
Right. So I think number one is we need to get serious and make sure that our employees and everybody understand where the gaps in service are, especially for people of color or differently abled, things like that. And one of the things Marathon County has done is joined the GARE program. And it's a government program to help people understand how to find those gaps. Like if you realize, I don't know how to vote absentee because we've never even voted, like how do you get that education out to people? So I think joining that program, helping our employees understand that there are people finding gaps are important. I think also taking seriously the concerns of people of color and differently abled. You know, we saw the issue with Alder Tao. I think that needed to be taken seriously right away. But, you know, it just kind of dragged on, and I think she still feels like she hasn't been addressed. We saw some of the issues with the shoveling and the people in wheelchairs trying to take the bus. I think we need to make sure we're taking it seriously every step of the way and addressing those concerns.
Bob, your initial 60-second response.
I've already been working on this to the extent that the city can address it by example at City Hall. I've been forming the Welcoming and Diversity Committee to have open discussions about what Wausau can do to be more welcoming for all people, businesses, as a first step. Now, the Common Council and department heads have been participating in diversity and inclusivity training recently, and the next council will be doing the same on a regular basis once it's seated. I want to continue trying to make the city processes are as user-friendly as possible, and this is one we can't solve alone, but we have been making progress as working together to make Wausau a place where people feel more welcome. And I continue to support the work of local groups who want to help address the issue since government can't solve it all. This has been an issue that's been there forever, and we can still be a better example, though, and I've given thought to considering amendments to our mission and core value statements to add verbiage about inclusivity. And we've been discussing those ideas, and we'll see what happens with the next term.
Thank you. Ms. Rosenberg, 30 seconds.
Right. I think another thing to keep at the forefront of your mind is that you have to stand up for people. When people think that they're not being, their voices aren't being heard, you have to stand up for them. That's why I spoke out on the Hmong deportation issue. That's why I supported LGBTQ and Pride Month. That's why I supported including diversity and inclusion in our county's strategic plan. You have to constantly make a habit of speaking out and supporting everybody.
Mr. Mayor, a final 30 seconds on this issue.
There has not been a mayor who's tried to reach out and work with all different factions and groups in our city, be it minorities or whoever. Preference, we always try to listen to everybody and try to work with them, and we've got a good thing started. Now, the situation with Mrs. Tao, and Katie, you know this because you're friends with people on the city council, and you've been told what exactly happened. Just the same, I've reached out to Mary. We will continue working with the Hmong population where I have good relationships. It's a little disappointing that this is still being brought up, and some
Thank
people
you.
Know what happened.
Bob, you'll have a chance to at this question first. Wausau's bus service has seen declines in ridership and routes. It's used by relatively few people who have other transportation options. What should Wausau's transit service look like in the future?
Well, transit has been something that we've been working on for some time, and there's just no getting around it. It's getting tougher to get it funded. Biggest thing we got to do is still continue, and this is the reason why I asked the MPO Marathon Planning Organization as far as trying to reach out and working with all the surrounding communities, and we're kind of limited. We can't do it privately with businesses, et cetera, because there is interest with other communities and businesses in those communities to try to get bus service expanded. Now, in the next couple of years, it's going to be tougher to get things going unless we do get some more help. Public transit is one of those things that I think is so important, and a good community takes care of those in need. A lot of people, that's their only way of getting around, and I am committed to try to make transit work, but it's going to be a tough road to hoe because it's just so many different things going on with the lack of funding from both the federal and the state. The thing is, we're still continuing to try and still reaching out with others as far as trying to make it work for all of our residents in the region.
Thank you. Katie, your opportunity, 60 seconds.
Right. If we care about public transportation, we have to prioritize it. Right now, we're dealing with a 50-year-old system, and it doesn't seem to meet the needs of our citizens. It meets the needs of some of our citizens, or they've made it work, but we need to think about what does transit look in the future. We need to make sure that we're thinking about what are the pilot programs we can try with our current fleet. What are the ways that we can make it more accessible for more people? Right now, we're raising fares. We're cutting down on hours. You know, we used to have weekends. So it's tough and it costs money, but we need to figure out how do we prioritize transit so that it benefits more people. I think the other thing is we're seeing multimodal grants available from the state. I know a couple of municipalities received those grants. It would have been nice if Wausau could have received a grant like that. I'm not sure if they applied, but it would be great to see plans for how we could try different kinds of service to get more people involved in public transit.
Thank you, Katie. Bob, 30 seconds.
Again, this is something we've been working on very hard for the last couple of years, and it's not just the city of Wausau, it's other metro systems throughout the state. There is a decline as far as use and ridership. But again, I think a good community takes care of those in need. We got a very good transit system. We do have to get things increased, and that's something that we've been working with our surrounding communities, and we will continue to do so.
Thank you, Bob. Katie, anything additional?
Right. I just want to reiterate that, you know, we're seeing declines in ridership because we're seeing declines in service. If we're not able to get people to places on weekends, it's going to be tough for people to trust it, and they're going to have to figure out other ways. I want to make sure that we're doing the most for the most people, and we're making sure that they have access when they need it.
Thank you. Wausau is planning upgrades to the city's drinking and wastewater treatment facilities. What makes more sense, remodeling the facilities or rebuilding them altogether? Katie, this question is yours to take first.
Right. So clean water and protecting the environment from waste discharges are really important, and I want to make that a priority. What we have here with this project is kind of a trust issue. We've watched the way other projects have been managed, and there are questions, a lot of questions. That's one of the things I've been hearing on doors. So the community should want to understand the annual debt service and costs for these projects. Taxpayers should know the impact on total taxes and fees. And, you know, I spent time talking to folks about this project and trying to understand the timeline. It kind of feels like we're in a rush. I understand we have a DNR letter and all of that, but I think we really want to make sure we're doing the right thing. And so part of that is if we're already going down this trajectory and it's happening, I think we need to bring in some value engineers so that we can make sure that what we're doing with this project is the most bang for the taxpayer dollar.
Mr. Mayor, what is your answer?
Well, these projects are needed. It's as simple as this. It's part of our aging infrastructure, and for whatever reason, things have not been updated, if you will, and we might not be in cooperation with the states, et cetera. You know, we've got to deal with PFAS, phosphates, different things like that in our water. Yes, I do realize these projects are expensive, but this has been over a two-year process and letting the public know what's going on. We've had 17 different hearings, press conferences, releases to the media, whatever, as far as folks finding out. And when we have the neighborhood groups, people understand. And going door to door, once you explain the reason why these things need to be done, people get it. A lot of our infrastructure, and Wausau is not unique in this, needs to be updated and completed. These are expensive projects. I can't build where the current water utility is right now. It's in a floodplain. It wouldn't be allowed to be built there. I'm running out of room as far as any expansion. By going to the other side of town, yes, it's expensive and relocating, but five of our six city wells are at that property.
Thank you. What is your vision for Wausau Center Mall now that the property has changed hands? Mr. Milkey, your opportunity to answer first.
The biggest thing as far as the mall, again, like we mentioned earlier, you know, this has been an ongoing process. It's taken a good 10 years for the mall to decline. The thing is, it's still a very viable building. And I thank the foundations that came forward because they recognize that they're business people. They're not just going to invest their money in something that isn't going to work along with city help. What I envision that if I had my say, and it's a collaborative group effort, I'd like to get more housing for downtown, a mixed use, if you will, more housing downtown, because that's something that we do need and something there's a demand for. A mixed use as far as some shops or maybe coffee shops or something like that. It is never going to be an economic or retail setting like it used to be. Those days are gone. It's an Amazon world today. But it's still a very viable building with many different things that could be done. And we're already in the process right now as far as different plans and architects and planners to take a look at it and try to utilize it to its best possibility. It's going to be exciting here in the next couple of years to see what happens, but it's going to take some time.
Ms. Rosenberg, what is your vision for Wausau Center?
My vision number one is to expand the tax base. We want to make sure that we're getting that return on our public dollar investment, the nearly $4 million that we have to pay for this. So whatever that looks like, if that's mixed use, that's great. Is that what the community needs and wants? Great, let's do it. Is that education? Maybe part of it. But again, we want to make sure we're expanding that tax base so that it can generate revenue for our city. We want to make sure that we're answering all the questions about this whole process. I think the problem with the process is that we didn't understand fully what we were getting into with the city's involvement here. So understanding the process, getting the most payoff for our taxpayer investment, and making sure that it's very usable for everyone in our city and region.
Katie, at this time, we would like to give each candidate a final 60 seconds to offer a final statement. And since you won the coin toss, we'll start with you and we'll allow Bob to see the final statement. You have 60 seconds.
Right. So I guess I just want to say thank you very much for allowing me to participate in this debate remotely. It's been great. Thank you to Mayor Milkey for participating, too. I'm really looking forward to Wausau's future, and I think we need to strategically plan to get there. I think that things don't happen by accident. They don't happen at random. So we have to make sure that we're doing our best to tell the citizens what we're doing and making our best efforts in every committee meeting to get there. What I really want to see for Wausau is I want Wausau to be the central and northern Wisconsin destination for the best jobs, the most accessible recreation, and the highest quality services for the best value of our public dollars. We need more than paid advertisements proclaiming our attributes. We need people voting with their feet and moving to Wausau. Again, we can't continue to lose population if we want to succeed. We have to keep people coming here, and we need to give them a reason to be here.
Now it's the mayor's turn. Bob, you have 60 seconds to make your final statement of the debate.
It's very simple. I love my job and I love serving this community and its residences and its businesses. I've been able to bring proven and verifiable results for growth and forward progress since 2016 in economics, marketing, planning, openness, and access to the work of local government and a transformed city hall environment. We've led the charge to create new amenities people love and position Wausau for its future success. That's already being shown. For me, being your mayor is not what's next in my political career or building my resume or in running for the next big political job. I'm here because in 2016, Wausau's voters chose me to bring changes to what they were seeing, and we've done it. I don't need to build my resume and using this job as a stepping stone because I already have a dream job, and this is it. I am committed to the city of Wausau and its future and its residents. I care about them deeply. Things are going in a good way. I love the city. I just can't say enough how much I care about the city, and things are going in the right direction. We've made a turn, and people can see the positive vibe that's happening with everything that's going on.
This includes Route 51 special election coverage and Wausau mayoral debate. I'd like to thank both our guests, Mayor Rob Milkey and his challenger, Katie Rosenberg. The election is Tuesday, April 7th. Our executive producer is Rick Ryer, who is also our on-air producer today. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. You can hear the archive of today's debate at WPR.org/Route51. Next week, we return with facts and answers about COVID-19 as the pandemic sweeps through the nation and region. Tune in Friday morning at 10 on the Ideas Network and Friday night at 7 on 90.9 WHRM.